Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
We thank God, we praise God, because God is love. Amen. He's love. And we serve a loving God, and God loves us. And he said, what can separate us from the love of God? Can anything, amen, persecution, pearls, trial, nothing shall separate us from the love of God. And so God's love is firm. It stands firm, amen, planted. Can't be changed, amen. That's good to have somebody that loves you, and nothing's going to stop them from loving you, amen. And so we appreciate God's love today, amen. Here's their testimony, amen. It's their prayer request. It's a testimony today. Who got a testimony? Got a burning testimony? Go ahead, sister.
Thank God for being here today, and I just want to say that was my God.
Thank you.
Raising my public radio.
Ooh, Jesus.
So, hearing about, and there's all the financial things.
Oh, praise God, praise God, amen. Hey, what you say? Amen. Financial blessing. You can't beat God given, amen. Hallelujah.
We were getting
his job by our, I guess. Oh, man, amen. Amen.
I was getting some. And brother, so, I said, well, brother, when you come into your kingdom, don't forget about me.
Amen. And what else? Go ahead, brother.
I just give honor to God first in my life. Thank God for that day. General in her actions, pray that she gets well. Thank God for faithful over here, big money. And thank God for the battery in her absence, all the people that he needs. So, I'm just glad to be alive.
Amen.
That's a blessing right there. A lot of people ain't alive
today. Yes.
And I thank God that he's kept me this long, good health, and mostly all my hair. Right with Kane's thing. Mad. But I just thank God for my children alive and not in prison on drugs. Ain't gang, all my boys. I just thank God that they're here and my grandkids. Thank God for this gospel in me. Thank God for this word in me. Thank God for praises in my mouth, praises off my lips, Jesus Christ. And just thank God for forgiveness. Put it with the other way.
Amen.
And what we hear today, from the life that I've lived and things I've been through and been involved in that wasn't right, could have lost your life, lost you, but God has you in his hand and in his plan.
Amen.
So that's the great thing. You don't have to do that for you. You got a roof over my head. I remember when I was homeless. I'd never been homeless. So I just thank God when he brought me through it. And teach me and things. And I just got so much to thank God for because I can't do it on my own.
Amen.
And without Lord, I wouldn't be able to thank for the gifts that he gave me, that my gifts make room for me. And I just thank God for pray for this world, man. This world is in trouble.
Amen.
And that people will, eyes will be open, ears will be open, hearts made of stone become a heart to receive the word of God in the last and evil days.
Amen.
Thank God for blessing his people, and we'll keep on keeping on with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we all here to thank Jesus for all that he is. Amen. You know, when we look at the foundation, everything is laid. Everything is laid on Jesus. Amen. He's the foundation. You know, most of the time when we look at the foundation, you know, we don't normally see the foundation. You know, you see the house, but you don't recognize the foundation that is under. Amen. It's what's under you, amen, that makes the house stand. And so thank God that Jesus is our foundation. He's holding us up. Amen. And that's why he said if we don't have the right foundation, amen, under the house, no matter how the house looks, the house will fall because what? It's not on the right foundation. Amen. Amen. The weight gets too heavy and the foundation cracks. But if we built on Jesus, we don't have to worry about this foundation cracking. Amen. And so thank God for we have the right foundation. Amen. And we're going to build our house upon the foundation of what? The apostles and prophets in Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Amen. So thank God for we do know what the foundation is and who the foundation is. He's the rock. Amen. He's our rock. And he's our salvation. So thank God that Jesus, I realize that Jesus is my rock, and as long as I build everything upon him, I know that that is the thing that's going to stand. Amen. And so if you build on the rock, amen, you don't have to worry about your house crumbling. You don't have to worry about your house falling, that this thing is going to be a firm. It's not on your house. It's not on the saint if you build upon Jesus. Amen. And so everything starts with Jesus. Amen. When you start with Jesus, it's going to end with Jesus. Amen. And so anybody that didn't start with Jesus, their house is not on a solid foundation. I know some people build on Abraham, but you can't build on Abraham. He's not the rock, amen? Hallelujah. Some people build, say that they build it upon Jacob. I mean, Jacob was the son, but he's not the rock, amen? So you can't build your house on Jacob. You can't go around and talk about your house is built upon the Israel. Because the house is not built on Israel, that your house is built on Christ. And that's what we recognize and realize, that our house is built upon the rock. And Jesus said, the gates of hell won't prevail against the house that's built upon the rock. Amen? So don't worry about your salvation crumbling, that if you got it built right. Amen? Most people's salvation crumble because it's not built on the right foundation. And so let us all build upon Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, God bless all of y'all online today and all of you on Facebook. Praise God. I didn't know who that was. Some glasses on coming in there. Amen. Praise God. Looking like a movie star or something. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So praise God. Amen. Our house is built right. Everyone said, my house is built right. My house is built upon Jesus. Amen. All that I am and all that I will be is going to be for the cause of Christ. Amen. It's not going to be anything else. Amen. What it said, the life that I now live, I live by faith. Amen. I live by faith. What? In Christ Jesus and what he did. Not what I did, but what he did. Amen. Not what I do, but what he did. Amen. Everything is built upon what Jesus did, and not what we do, what we have done, amen. And so I take my stand there that when he hung on the cross, on that day when he said it's finished, that means that it was complete, amen. He has done everything necessary for our salvation. So thank God, amen, for Jesus, amen. And what did we say? If it had not been for the Lord that was on who, outside, we would have perished long time ago. So I recognize that today, that I would have been dead long time ago. I can look at, remember all kind of things that I went through. Amen. I remember one time when I was real little, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, driving tractors, a little boy, some ore got on the pedals and stuff because the hose busted, and I was bagging up, and my foot slipped with all that ore, and I fell down, and I was cutting hay. You know, had the little things go around, and I was cutting the hay, and I fell off the tractor, and the tractor was bagging up. But thank God it bagged up, and the wheel hit the arm that was on the cutter, and the tractor just stood there and was spinning, which it would have ran over me if it didn't run over me. The things that would have cut my fingers and things off. But the tractor spent right there until I was able to get up and get back on the tractor, amen, and stop it from moving. See, that was God right there, amen. See, that's why I can say all the time, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I could have been dead, because that could have been the day of my death. The tractor would have ran over me, you know, because I was right there by the wheel, but so happened it hit the thing, and it was just there spinning because the oil was on it, you know. And so I could have lost my life right there. But it was the Christ, amen, that was watching over me, amen. See, I don't know whether y'all had any incidents like that, you know, or maybe you, a truck almost blindsided you, you know, and you just, that's all you see. And then all of a sudden, it looks like it just stopped, amen. And then right there, you saw your life flash before you, amen. But you realize that it was somebody that saved you at that moment, amen. Huh? Amen. Some bullets flying, you know. Well, I don't want to talk about that, going to them clubs. It wasn't clubs that we went to back in the day. It was the hit houses. That's what we call them. Honky tonks, amen. Amen. We went to the honky tonks, amen. And they would have a shootout probably every third or fourth Friday night. They would have somebody be shooting or doing something. You know, could have got killed. That was a shootout on that Friday, but the next Friday and Saturday, we was right back in there again. Amen. Now, thank God for Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. You know, out of all the stuff you've done. Amen. So thank all of y'all online and on Facebook today. Amen. We appreciate y'all joining in with us online and on Facebook. God bless you. I see some names coming up there on Facebook. Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. Today, amen. I tell you, I had a big conversation about some things the other day, and a person told me that they was upset with me. And they said, well, why? I said, why are you upset with me, you know? He said, well, you said some things that I didn't like. And I said, okay, I said some things you didn't like. Well, we still buddies, you know, we still friends. He said, well, you said that it's a shame for what men to wear long hair. I said, yep, I sure did. And then he said, and then you talk about wearing jewelry, wearing earrings and stuff. He said, I don't think you ought to be talking about that. And I said, why shouldn't I be talking about that? He said, well, you should be focused on all the sin and stuff that's going on, the adultery, the fornication, and the masturbation, and all the stuff that people's doing that's real bad. You shouldn't have been, I was upset because you said that, you know, the earrings, you know. Amen. Now, I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about today, we're going to talk about this Bible today. Amen. Is that all right? And he said, you shouldn't have been talking about that. Amen. And I said, well, why not? Is it written? I said, I think in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that men, it's a shame for men to have long hair. Are you trying to tell me that I shouldn't talk about men having long hair when it's already written in the Bible? Amen?
It's a shame.
I didn't say it was a sin. 1 Corinthians chapter, I thought it was chapter 11, isn't it?
It's chapter 11, verse 5.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. You know, I'm trying to say how we are today. Y'all bless this in the name of Jesus. We've already prayed, amen, in case y'all didn't miss it, amen. But we're just going to talk about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. Amen. This on the head, even as was shaving, but a woman, let's come on down, amen. Man is not without the woman. Woman pray uncovered. Verse 16, amen. Let's read that right quick, amen, because, you know, we're not trying to put nobody down or whatever, but we're just trying to say it's in the scripture, amen.
Huh? Read it, somebody. Chapter 11, verse 16.
There you go.
Huh?
But if these men seem to be...
You might have the wrong one, because that's the...
You said
16?
11, 16?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead. Not 16, then. Praise God. Verse 14, then. Verse 14. All right, verse 14.
He said, nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord, for either woman is the right verse.
Now, verse 14. Somebody read verse 14. If you got 14. Yeah, verse 14.
Do it not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him?
Amen. I just want to get right there. You know, he said, well, you shouldn't be talking about that.
I said, well, don't nature teach? What did he say? Even do nature teach us some things, amen. Nature teach you that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. So a woman have long hair, it's a covering over her head. It's a covering, amen. And she said, I don't think you ought to say that. I said, well, how can I get around saying what's written? That's what's wrong with us today and all these different things. We want to say, well, God says that God doesn't look at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. But I didn't write that scripture in there. If God says that's what it is, that's what it is. So why are you upset with me because what? I read what the scripture said, amen. You know, Don't get upset at me. Get upset at God. If you don't want to change, you keep doing what you're doing, amen. Huh? And so he was upset because he got long hair. Well, look at all the people. Look at what they're doing, you know, and all of these men, you know, they look masculine, you know what I mean? And they got flats, and they praising God, and they doing for God. But aren't they being, aren't they doing things that is a shame before God? Huh? You talking about all this stuff you're doing, that is why when Jesus comes that day, he's going to say what? Many are going to say, Lord, Lord, did we do all these things for you? But you, the work of iniquity, because you saw it in the world, where is what I didn't like and what I didn't want, and then you did it anyway. Huh? So don't be upset at me because of something that was said. And then he said, well, you were talking about earrings, Pastor. I said, I sure was, me and wearing earrings. Deuteronomy 22 and 5, we're going to read. I want y'all to help me. I'm not, this is not a, I've got to get this out. Deuteronomy 22 and 5.
The woman wears that which pertains to a man. And a man wear what pertains to a woman, all that do so is an abomination.
See, we're not trying to say something that's not in the word, amen. Come on. If you're going to be saying, you better do according to the word. Did you read?
What is it?
Deuteronomy 22 and 5.
Oh, that was it.
See, I know. Oh, I'm just going to let it read. So.
22 and 5.
Yeah.
Reading out loud. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God.
Amen. And what he came with to tell me, he said, well, he said that a man shouldn't wear woman's clothing. I said, that's not what the scripture said. The scripture didn't say a man should wear woman's clothing. The scripture says that a man should wear that which pertains. That a woman should wear that which pertains to a man. So we get it all messed up to say that, I just wear an earring. Does an earring pertain to a woman or does an earring pertain to a man?
Pertain to a woman all day.
Mm-hmm. And I say, even God said, well, maybe they shouldn't even be wearing that themselves, you know. But you want to put them on? I said, well, why don't you just go put on a dress then? He said, well, I ain't going to wear no dress, pal. I said, well, does a dress pertain to a woman? I mean, go put the dress on. If ain't nothing wrong with wearing the earring, you may as well just go put the dress on. Instead of wearing your boxers, wear panties.
No sports bar.
And you don't, I mean, I'm just trying to make it a difference how you can't take. I'm trying to just make a difference here. How you can't just take one part, one thing that you know pertains to them, and then leave the other part off, amen. Well, I'm still masculine, and I wear my earring. Well, maybe you are. You don't look like it. I mean, you know, when we get back to the scripture said, amen. Well, what do y'all see in that? You know, since we're here. I mean, you explain that scripture to me, that a woman shouldn't wear that which pertains to a man. And then when we talk about transgenderism, when she tried to put on, amen. They make up one, amen. And the man going to try to split his and make him one. Is that pertaining to a woman? What does God call that? Abomination, amen. That's detestable, amen. You know, and then you have to ask the question, what you want to call it? Do you call it a phase or a fad?
A phase.
A phase.
That's a phase they call it.
All right. Here is a phase that they said this phase for me and wearing earrings and the pants sagging. They said that it started in 1990 when men came out of prison.
Yeah.
Wearing the earrings and the pants hanging. And then, where in the Bible is it the phase of the men wearing earrings that wasn't saved? Now, I didn't say that they're unsaved now. I'm talking about just church folks, say that. Mm-hmm. I think when the Ishmaelites and stuff like that, they wore gold earrings, the Ishmaelites, amen. But God never had that for you. It was a phase that came out in 1990, and then you took on that phase. Then, are you not? Are you not following the tradition of something
trend
that came out of the world?
Mm-hmm. Call it a trend.
And then we say we want to be saved. But when you read that men should wear that which pertains it, or a woman should wear that which pertains it, and he was upset. I said, well, keep wearing your earrings then, brother, if that's what you want to do. You know? Now, I ain't going to change, but don't tell me not to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it upsets you, there must be something in you. Because if you was doing something that I said something, it would bother you. So they let you know it's bothering you, there's something on the inside that's telling you there's something wrong with what you're doing. Well, I was just going to agree with what you're saying. I said, well, I don't agree with a lot of stuff other folks say, and I say, but it don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you see the word pertain, what does the word pertain mean to you? No?
Likewise.
What else?
Same as.
Like unto.
Like it.
And then we're going to come up and say, what does it mean?
The main word I would say would be appropriate.
Be appropriate.
Appropriate.
It's not appropriate for a man to wear earrings.
It's not appropriate for a man to put on a dress.
And it's no different. If you're gonna put on an earring, put on a pants. If you're going to put on a pants, put on a dress. And just be a bumming all the way, amen. And then you're going to speak up, and you're going to fight for your, and then you're going to fight for your earrings. I just don't believe it now. I said, you don't have to agree with what I say. I said, when you read the scripture pertaining to, I know that the other translation says garments, clothes. I said, well, if you look at 1 Peter chapter 3, it would even tell the women don't wear costly arrays and curls and jewelry and all that. It tells the women not to do that. Now, if it tells the women not to put on the costly arrays and curls and stuff, and then you got them on, you would have took her place. You would have became feminine. you have feminized yourself. Amen. Come on. We got to get back to the Bible. Amen. Get back to the word, amen. We got to get back to the old path and the old way, amen. And the old way that God put within Isaiah 35, we got to get back to the old standard of holiness, amen. That men going to be a man, amen. And women going to be women, amen. And that's what we got to get back to. Because if you look at the way the world is today, that the world has fallen. Truth has fallen in the street. And then everybody wants to do what they feel like it today. It's not how you feel. Well, I don't feel. Well, who cares about your feelings, amen? Men ought not to wear, don't be wearing earrings. And women ought not be walking around with boxes on, amen? You know, sagging like a man. But what was it? Instead of you hanging in the back, you ought to hang in the front, women. Don't be hanging in the back, amen. Hang in the front, sag in the front. But we got to get back to the word of God. You see how we left the word of God? We have gotten away from God, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And the world, not only the world, but we brought it into the church. The things that they're doing in the world, we brought it into the church. You see these men preaching, I ain't got nothing against them, but they got all this long hair hanging behind their head. The world has feminized the man. He walk around looking like a woman, amen. His hair longer than hers. He's prettier than she is. And they got men wearing makeup now, too. And God didn't even want the women to put on makeup, not men putting on the makeup. You was born natural beauty. You got a natural beauty, amen. Y'all got natural beauties, amen. And because you got a natural beauty, amen. Let God be. What did God say? I'll beautify you with my salvation, amen. Let God beautify you. You don't need all that stuff on. And men putting on it, well, why are you putting it on then? You want to look like the world, amen? You want to look like the world. And I said, well, brother, don't get upset at me about that, amen? I still got to talk about it. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. And if you feel like you're right, keep doing it. The word proves out down the line somewhere. God will change things. God will turn things around for us. Amen? Mm-hmm. Well, we got to have what? We got to have a standard. If there's no standard here, you know, I believe that what the scripture said. If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Can't think exactly where that was at right now. But there has to be a foundation. There has to be some truth. There has to be something laid down for us to stand on. Because if nobody has anything to stand on, amen, well, what are we going to do? Everybody just going to do whatever they want to do. Amen. Huh? If there's nothing that's right, everybody just do what they want to do. Amen. If there's no way that something is supposed to be, we just do what we want to do. We want to be saved, and we not want to be saved tonight. This is what's wrong with the world today. Everybody just wants to do what they want to do, regardless of what the scripture says about it. Amen. They don't care what the word says. And even when we look at Romans, I think it's 15 and 4, amen, that these things are written. And whatever is written, you can't do that. I can't change it if it's written. If it's been written, what can you do about what's written? You just got to accept it. Either you do it or you don't, amen. Now, what did you say about pertaining? Did y'all have something y'all wanted to say about pertaining? Amen.
Whatever a woman do pertaining to a man wear pants. And then because you go to Macy's and the women's department and get you some pants, still pants, God said be holy. And what do pants do? Show the shape, the birth canal. That stuff brings on lust. And just like you're saying, they don't want to do what the word of God says. God said, tell men don't wear your hat on backwards. It's an abomination. Anything that's an abomination, I don't care how small you think it is or how it's not even that big of a deal, as most people say. If God says anything that's an abomination, you're going to the lake for it. And that's just it. And so one contribution to show him is that Proverbs 6 and 16, that was a proud look that he got. All that jury. That's idolatry.
Amen.
That's idolatry.
That's what jewelry normally turns out to be, idolatry. Amen. Even when God gave them jewelry, when he brought them out of Egypt, what the first thing they do? They made a golden calf with it. Amen.
Yep.
Praise God. Amen. Now, he said, well, you should be talking about sins and what's going on in the world. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Amen. St. John 3:16. Hallelujah. Because this is where we got to go. St. John 3:16. No. Amen. You know, we said, well, what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world today? Amen. Why is that murder in the street? Amen.
You want to read that?
Why is that killing? Yeah. St. John 3:16, everybody knows this is going to be my, I want to talk about. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Amen. But God didn't send his son into the world to condemn it, but he sent his son into the world to save it. Amen. And so when you look at it, now, when we talk about the key verse here, it's that love. If you want to wonder what's wrong with the world today, what does the world needs love. You see, when we went around and we asked Jesus, when is the key? What would stop the killing? What would stop the hatred? What would stop the prejudice? And if you want to know what it is that would stop it, when we say Jesus is the answer to the whole problem, the whole answer to it, the whole problem of the world is love. That's the answer. That's the key. Love. You know, because there's a lot of things we do we wouldn't do if we love each other, right? Huh? We love one another. And that's what God wanted even from the beginning. He said, love is the key to all of our problems. Mm-hmm. Huh? Praise God. I think it's St. John 15 what Jesus said here.
St. John 15. Let me see. I have to look. I'm talking about love. I just want to talk about love. I'm talking about the love. Jesus said he wants us to love one another. Amen. That was the thing about it. He wanted us to love. 10 and 12.
Amen.
This is, what does Jesus say now here?
This is my
commandment.
That you love one another.
That you love what?
As I have loved you.
As I have loved you. Read.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Uh-huh.
Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Amen. So he let us know what he said. This is when we talk about the greatest commandment that God has is love.
There can be no other commandment greater, has no other power greater than love. Amen. And then if we want to know what is the world's problem today, they need more love in it. See, the world needs more love. The world needs more love. Eh? And because this will cut down all the problems. I know we talk about Black Lives Matter. If Black Lives Matter and we love one another, would we be killing each other? So if we're killing each other, then love must not matter, amen, huh? Huh? Because if there was love involved in that, we wouldn't be killing one another, amen. Huh? We wouldn't be fighting with one another, amen. Amen. We would be, we would be going around talking about a bandana on my head, and I'm gonna kill this brother because this bandana don't look like nothing. That means that you're serving the light of God, amen. That means that you have sworn an oath to something that's greater than God, amen. Huh? That's where the idolatry is because you sworn an oath to uphold an oath that's not of God. Huh? That's idolatry. Because that is what's going on. All of this stuff they fighting over in the street is idolatry. Mm-hmm. I belong to the Crips, and I belong to the Bloods, and I belong to the BKL Blood and Knife, and I are the disciples of, they can't be disciples of Christ, amen, because if they were the disciples of Christ, amen, they wouldn't be out there shooting one another and running over one another. And so if you want to change things, love will change anything, amen. Because God is what? God is love. And the reason that God did something, God does things because of love.
Mm-hmm.
See, God didn't save us because just because of our color and how we look and what we got on and who we are. God saved you because he loves you, amen? You didn't do no great thing for God to love you. God didn't choose you just to be choosing you. God chose you because he loves you, amen? And so all of our foundation of everything we do should be based on how much we love one another, amen, and how much God loved us. For God so loved, he did.
Amen.
And so when we love one another, if I love my brother enough, then I will do things for my brother because I love my brother. I won't kill my brother if I love my brother. I will go out and have drive-by shootings, amen. Got my drive-by. If I love my brother or another, I wouldn't shoot up in nobody's house, amen. Praise God. Huh? If I love my brother, I wouldn't kill my brother. And see, that was the first sin that was done. It was done for the lack of love. James 4 and 1. Come read, amen. James 4 and 1. We're going to talk about this a little bit so we can deal with the issue, amen. What we got going on in the world today, amen. If we're going to be saved, amen. Amen. We got to get some more love in our heart, amen. Read James 4 and 1. I think that's James 4 and 1.
From whence come wars and fightings among you?
So where do the fighting and wars come among us? Now there would be, if there was love in life, there would be no fighting and wars among us, would it? See, the fighting and wars come for a lack of love. It's a lack of respect for one another, amen. It's a lack of respect for God. You see, no matter what we do, amen, we should be doing it for love's sake, amen. You see, even your salvation is based on love. Your salvation is based on how much you love Christ, amen. Huh? Huh? He said, if you love me, you'll do what? You'll keep my commandment, amen.
He didn't say you have to do it because the law says to do it. He said you have to, if you love me, you'll do it. This is the reason you do something is based on love. And everything that you do for your brother, everything that you do for your sister, everybody that you do for somebody on the street, or whatever you do, let it be done in love. See, where's coming fighting and wars among us? Where does this come from? It comes from a lack of love for each other. Because even Jesus come along in Matthew 5, he said, well, love your enemies. And so I can't even be fighting my enemies. I love my enemies. I can't be at war with my enemies. We can't be at war and hate one another. How are you going to hate your brother as opposed to love? Because if you say you're based on love, you got to love your brother in spite of. God loved us in spite of, didn't it? Amen. What does the scripture say? While we was yet sinners, Christ Jesus died for the ungodly. Amen. He was ungodly when he died. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when he was hanging on the cross, amen, he was up there because they loved him. He went up there because they loved him, amen. He was up there because he loved them. He didn't have to be up there, amen. And so when you do the things that you do, you don't do it because you have to. See, that is where we get messed up on the scriptures, amen. We make God's word law. Well, God said, no, I don't want you to work out of law. I want you to work out of love because what? Love is the two greatest commandments, amen, is to love God and to love your neighbors as yourself. These two commandments fulfill the whole law. If you want to fulfill the law of God, you walk in the law of love because everything you do for God, you do because you love him. He said, if you love me, you will do these things. So where's coming fighting and wars among you, Rito?
Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members.
So it comes of your lust that war in your members. Amen. I want something you got. That's covetousness. Amen. And we're fighting about that. I want what you got. Amen. Or you want what I got. And then in order to get it, I go kill you to get it. Is that love? This is the thing that when you be obedient to God, you be obedient to God because you love God. I'm going to do what God asked me to do because what? I realize how much he loved me, and I realize how he took my punishment, amen. He died in my place, amen. He was beaten, and he was bruised for my iniquities. He was chastised for my... So this is why he did everything for us because he loved us. And because I appreciate him for what he did, then I'm going to walk upright and holy before God because I love him, amen. If I love God more than I love myself, and then he tells me to not to put certain things on, I'm not going to do it because I have to. I'm going to do it because I love him enough to do it, amen. We got to love God enough to do something for him. You see, that shows you the difference between your love for yourself and your love for somebody else is because of who the one you obey. The one you obey is the one that you love the most, amen. The one you follow is the one that you love the most. So we have to realize that just like anything else, you do things because you appreciate somebody. If you appreciate your neighbor, you appreciate me, amen, you do things because you love me. I do things for my children because I love my children, amen. I don't want to all the time.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sometimes, amen. Sometimes I got a frown on my face when I'm doing it, but I do it because I love them, amen. And not only do I love them, I love God. I want to show them what? The love of God that is in me, amen. And this is how Jesus said that other people are going to know who you are by how you love somebody. It's all about love. Do you love God? Do you appreciate what God did for you, amen?
Amen.
Do you appreciate the sacrifice that he gave for you? And then when you serve him because you appreciate what he did for you. Because everything that is done for love's sake, amen. So this is why wars and fighting come among us. And I talk about the things in the streets, amen. if the men get back in their places, some of the stuff will quit. Huh? The men's are out of place, amen. How many know that the men are out of place?
Amen.
And the curse is upon the world because the man is out of his place, amen. Mm-hmm. I think in Malachi chapter 4, he said that he's going to come turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back unto the fathers, lest he bring a curse. So all of this stuff that's going on is because the father's left their place. The father loved the world more than he loved his children, so he left them, amen. He moved out. He didn't love them enough to stay. Amen. Mothers left their house because they didn't love enough to stay. Amen. They were self-centered. They were concerned about themselves. Amen. More than they were concerned about God. Amen. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. You won't have all this fighting and war going on among you. Amen.
Amen.
And so if the world wants to change, the world has to get into love. We got to come back to loving one another. Rather than to be against each other, we will love each other. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? In spite of love, 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 love. Fighting and war. Galatians, amen. 13 and 10.
Amen.
Romans 13 and 10. I would have said Galatians 6, but Romans 13 and 10. I'm just talking about love is going to fix our problem. Huh? When we start loving God, we're going to stop sinning. When we start loving God, that's what I said. Romans 13 and 10.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Well, what is it? Love does what?
Worketh no ill to his neighbor.
So now, if I love working no ill against his neighbor, then what? I'm not going to be shooting you. I'm not going to shoot you, amen. Because that's doing ill to you, amen. Huh? Amen. Love works no ill against the man. Love doesn't do anything against his brother. For love's sake. Not for his sake, but for what? Love's sake, amen. They're working no ill. We shouldn't be fighting among one another, amen.
Yeah.
That is doing things against each other. How are we going to stand if we're killing each other? How are we going to raise up to be the holy nation and the nation and the people that God wants us to be, and then we are destroying one another? Huh? How are we going to overcome? And then we're killing each other. That's working ill against each other, amen.
Amen.
Huh? How are we going to do that when we're hating one another, amen?
Amen.
Huh? Love works no what?
No ill.
Love works no ill against what? His neighbor. How are you going to do me wrong? And then we even in the church together, amen. And then we doing things against each other. How are we going to stand? Huh? What is that? Together we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
We're divided among ourselves because what? We won't put down some things. We won't put down some things, amen, for love's sake. You know, when you think about when somebody loves somebody, you know how sometimes a woman loves a man. She'll follow him to the end of the earth. Is it what that? Yeah. When she loves him, she'll sleep on the street with him. Hmm? I remember back when it was cold, and they were giving places to stay right over there in Dallas. And they had some room that night. It was cold too that night, amen. And they had enough rooms for one person. And then it was just, I don't know if that was his wife or was just her husband or her man, whoever it was, amen. And then they wanted to give her a room, but they didn't have room for him. She wouldn't take the room because she wanted to be with the one she loved, amen. Huh? Huh? She was willing to get out in the cold with him and sleep in the cold with him rather than to have a warm place to stay for love's sake. Amen. I'm trying to show you the power of love, amen. Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm. You see, this is what it comes down to husband and wives and stuff. A lot of times you're gonna be mad at each other sometimes. You're gonna box each other every now and then, you're gonna duke each other every now and then. But for love's sake, amen.
What love won't work no good. You want, why would you do me wrong if you love me? Why would you shoot me if you love me? If we want to find out what's going on in the streets, amen. We need Jesus in the streets, amen. We need to get the love turned back around for each other. Because somewhere along the line, we have allowed the enemy to come in and divide us from each other. We can't even stand each other. Black Lives Matter. And you know what we do? Let me show you how the treatment of the devil is. The devil got us killing each other. We're not even shooting our, we shouldn't kill nobody. But we're not even doing anything against the oppressor. We're not even fighting our oppressor, amen. But we fight each other. We're like crabs in a basket, amen. But we always put each other down. If love works so ill, when you see me give up, why would you pull me down? Why would you work ill against me when you see me trying to succeed, when you see me trying to have success? Well, why is it that we pull each other down? Hello. Jesus must not be in the midst of it, amen.
Yeah.
We done put Jesus out. See, that's the world's problem. He said, well, you're talking about the world problems. So I'm talking about the world problems today, amen. No, I said the world needs no love, amen. Because love works no ill against his brother, amen. Cain killed Abel. Fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. Cain killed Abel. It was because of what? Lust, right? It's because he wouldn't do right. And his brother did right, and God blessed him. And then he started hating his brother. And then when God asked Cain about Abel, am I my brother's keeper? Huh? We're supposed to be our brother's keeper. Love will help each other up, amen. When you see somebody down, how can you see a brother down and we can't help him up, amen? Love don't work no ill against them. I'm not going to do anything to cause them to stumble. That's why they said we shouldn't put a stumbling block in our brother's way, amen. Because what? I have to have some love for them, amen. I don't stay because I like it all the time. I stay for love's sake, amen. Huh? If I'm not doing it for the love of the person, I'm doing it for the love of God. And if you're doing it for the love of God, you will always be doing things right because you got your neighbor and you got God, amen. And God should be first, amen. If you love God first, you won't do no wrong to your neighbor. You won't go around trying to hate your neighbor and kill your neighbor because love works no ill to what? His brother, amen. You don't do your brother wrong. You don't do me wrong if I've done nothing wrong to you. You don't turn your back on me if I haven't turned my back on you, amen. You would help me up, regardless to who I am and what I've done, you would help me up if you love me. And not only you help me up if you love me, you'll do it because you love God. So there's no love of God in the world. We've lost the love of God in the world, amen. Love works no what? No ill to his neighbor. Well, who is my neighbor? You might ask that question, amen. Well, who is my neighbor? Amen. The brother sitting next to you? The brother on the street? That's your neighbor, amen. You won't do nothing wrong against them, amen. I know Jesus told a story about the Good Samaritan, amen. How that a man had fell down in the ditch. And how the priest came down the road, and how that the Levite came down the road. The Levite passed them up, amen. And the priest passed them up. In other words, he said it was the preachers and the priest the thing that passed them up, but it was a Samaritan. A Samaritan was supposed to be a person. A Samaritan was supposed to be a person that did serve God, amen. My thing asking the question. but we got to get back where we love each other, amen. You know, if you see somebody lost and you don't say nothing, do you love that person? Mm-hmm. How can you say you love me and you won't allow me to go to hell? you know, you know that I'm wrong, but you ain't gonna say nothing to me. Is that love? If you see somebody going the wrong way and you don't correct them, is that love? Huh? Well, I don't know, you know how we are. But where they don't do this, they don't do that. Do you love me? Do you love me? That's what God said. If you love me, then why do you keep disobeying me? Why do you keep going loving somebody else? You know how that, what's that song? If loving me is, if loving you is wrong.
Look at y'all right there.
In other words, but what are you doing? You know, when you think about loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. You know what I'm trying to say. You know, that was showing that he had enough love for her, amen. That he didn't even want to be right for love's sake, amen. Amen. And we love Jesus. The thing about it, you love Jesus. I mean, the way you say that you love Jesus, and all the people talk about they love Jesus, but if you love Jesus, you obey Jesus, amen? A man would be trying to be a woman if he loved Jesus. How can you say that you love Jesus and what he calls abomination, you want to do contrary to what he says about things, then you say you love him? You are a liar. We got so many liars going on around here now. You're saying that they love Jesus, amen? You don't love Jesus. In other words, here it is that you love some things more than you love Jesus, and you claim that you love Jesus. You're just a liar. You can't love Jesus and love sin at the same time, amen. Well, which one do you love both? You said you love him, and then he said, "Well, I don't mind you having sex now, but get married. Do you love me enough to do that? I don't mind you having a relationship. But just have a relationship right, amen. But what's wrong with that, amen? It's because, you see, when we do things and not out of love, what happens that things start messing up because the foundation is not right. What do I mean by the foundation is not right? If the foundation is right, if you don't start, see, a family starts with a man and a wife, amen. It don't start with a woman by herself. I mean, you have a child, amen, but ain't no foundation under that, amen. You have a relationship, but then you didn't start with the foundation right, amen. That's why you got to lay your foundation down first, amen. I'm going to get married first before I have a child, amen. Because what am I going to do? I'm going to bring illegitimate. We're going to bring illegitimate children into the world, and the children are going to be without a father. That means that you didn't start with the right foundation. Is that right?
Amen.
And therefore, this child grows up without a father, and he don't have no foundation of what a father is. Then he grows up not having the right foundation. And then what do we got now? Here we got what you want to call it? A strain of wrongdoing because nobody knew how to do it right. Nobody got it right. It's because we didn't start with the right foundation. And now he's trying to learn how to be a man. And so he goes out trying to find himself in the world. And that's why they get into games and things, is because all of a sudden they want to be somebody. They want to have some stature or structure, because if I can show that I'm a man, I'm the man. You know, everybody wants to be a man. And they think being a man is how much control and power you got, amen. Huh? And then we wonder why the war is going on in the streets. They are trying to prove that they're a man. In order to prove that they're a man, they got to go kill somebody. Is that how the devil shows that a person is a man? You got to go kill somebody? You got to go rob a store to prove that you're to be in this group of people? Come on. God said, come on to me. Come on to me. I love you. You don't have to do all that to be a man. You be a man by showing how much you love me and wants to serve me. This is what God expects out of us. Show that you're a woman by being obedient to me. Not showing proof that you're a woman by how many guys you got. Oh, I can pull them niggas anytime I want to, child. If I wanted a girl, I can get it. And same way with men, amen. We're trying to prove ourselves the wrong way, amen. Huh? Y'all see that? You try to prove yourself the wrong way. Amen. Yeah, if I want him, I can get him. And you just go on with him, child. If I want him, I can get him. You're trying to prove who you are. You don't have to do it that way, amen. We got to come back to Jesus. We got to come back to the love. If you love, then you're going to respect me. Now, if you love, you'll know he respects you that way. And let you know he don't respect, if he ain't respected you, that means he don't love you. And you just hanging on, baby, and he's still disrespecting you. That ain't no love. Love works no. So he's working ill against you. How is that love? How do you see that as love? When he don't respect you. Is that love? I mean, he really don't care about you, amen. Love wouldn't do that, amen, to his brother, amen. Love wouldn't do that to his friend, amen. If you want to fix your problem, you got to get back to love, amen. You got to get back to loving God, amen. Then you got to get back to loving one another, amen. If you love me, you wouldn't talk about me like that. You wouldn't put me down like that if you loved me, amen. You know how we put each other down? Do our things against each other. Is that love? If you love, then you wouldn't turn your back on me, amen. Because whenever there's love involved, there ain't nothing nobody won't do, amen. And because God so loves us, what? There ain't nothing God wouldn't do for us, amen. It's because he loved us, amen. God gave up everything that he had to show how much he loved you and wanted to save you. And all he asked you to be obedient to him. Do you appreciate me? Do you appreciate what I've done for you? Amen. Because love don't work no ill against you. I didn't come here to work. See, that's what Jesus said. I didn't come here to work ill against you. I came here to save you. Yeah. Even when he caught the woman in adultery, he said, I don't condemn you, baby. Just go and sin no more. He didn't condemn her for what she was doing because he loved her. I mean, wonder why sometimes God can't, we say, well, God, sometimes you got two people sitting there, and he needs to kill both of them, but he won't kill either one of them. So which one he's about? I can't kill him because I love him too. But Lord, he did wrong against you. Well, I still love him. Cain, look at what Cain did to Abel. When we talk about Cain and Abel, he put a mark on Cain. He said, I don't know how to kill him. But well, Lord, he was a murderer. Huh? He was a murderer. I'm going to put a mark on him. Make sure don't nobody hurt him. I know what he did. Yeah, he murdered his brother and everything, but I still love him. Isn't that something? Come on. Love will love even when it's been done wrong, amen. Come on, amen. Come on, amen. And so you got to learn how to love even when people are doing you wrong. Even when they're talking about it, even when they put you down. You still got to learn how to love them in spite of. Huh? That's kind of hard. But it's possible, amen. That's what Jesus talked about, the love, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to quit after this. Start verse 1. Start at verse 1. We ain't going to get all of them. 13 then. Talk about love works no. What? Oh. Yeah, go on down. Read it.
1 Corinthians 13:1?
Yeah.
Though I speak the tongues of men and of angels,
mm-hmm,
and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
And that way it said don't mean that. All the speaking in tongues that we do, then if we're not going to show no love, it don't mean nothing, amen. Don't mean that. Well, I got the Holy Ghost. You ain't got no love. You ain't got God. Amen. Ain't that something?
Amen.
That's what he's just trying to let us know. If you're going to be working ill against one another, doing things against one another, all the tongue talking you're doing and all the other stuff you do, it don't mean that. Mm-hmm. Is that just you got a mouth full of something and no action? There's no faith in it. Amen. Faith working by love, amen. And the reason faith works is because of love. In other words, the reason I do something is because of love, faith. Mm-hmm. I don't just do something to be doing it. I'm doing it because of love, faith, amen. God didn't just do anything to be done. When even when he chose Israel, he said, Israel, I didn't choose you because you was many, but I chose you. I set my love. What did I do? I set my love upon you, amen. Read on.
And though I have the gift of prophecy,
I can prophesy. You catch people, boy. They can tell you what time you, what kind of shoes, what kind of socks you got on in a pair of boots.
Now they got prophecy. They can tell you the future, amen. And even though they can do all that, go ahead, though.
And understand all mysteries.
I understand the mysteries.
And all knowledge.
And I got all knowledge.
And though I have all faith.
And though I have all faith. All faith. I'm not lacking in faith. I can tell a tree to move and the leaves will fall down. The leaves will fall down on the ground by me just speaking to it. I got some faith enough to do that kind of stuff. But if I don't have love, I'm what?
So that I could remove mountains and have not charity.
I don't have no love. I don't have no love. I what?
I am nothing.
I am nothing. See, everybody talk about it well, who they are and what they are. If you ain't got no love for God and you don't have no love for your neighbor, you ain't nothing. You would hate to say it like that, amen. We got a lot of church folks, amen. They ain't got love for each other. They'll hate you over nothing. They'll dislike you over nothing. You can disagree with them. You can disagree with them. And you know what you disagree with them? And they don't love you no more. They don't want to talk to you no more. But they said they got love. And they said they could prophesy. So that's why so many folks going to hell, let me tell you. So many preachers going to hell because they got up and prophesied and they got up and preached and they got up and taught all that they were, but they don't show no love. They turn their back on their neighbor, on their friend, and because you disagreed with them, and then you turn their back and went out somewhere else and talk about how much a preacher you are, and then you can't even love somebody that come against you. Can you hear it? Huh? What did it say? Read that again. You need to read that again.
It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries.
I understand all mysteries. You know, I mean, God just showed me everything, you know. I know all the mysteries of God and, you know, but they just have it. They load it down with knowledge. They load it down with all these mysteries of God and everything. But they got it. Why do you look at a man, they look like Superman when they preach it. And then if they don't have no love, what? They have nothing. And then right away, they get through doing all that. And then they go down and still hate on somebody. Mm-hmm. They go out and put their brother down. They go out and put their sister down. You know, sometimes people say, you're always standing up for people. You always know. You always thinking up for people. No matter what they did wrong, you turn around and try to say, you try to find something good out of it. Amen. You know why I do that? I'm trying to show some love for me. I don't want to put my sister by the back. Amen. I don't want to end up being nothing. Because after I've done all this other stuff, all these great preachers, you know, all these powerful, so-called powerful preachers, that they really don't have no love. They can't stand certain folks, amen. They can't put up with certain folks. But they're powerful, though. You know what it says? They got all mysteries and what?
All knowledge.
All knowledge and what else?
And though I have all faith.
They got all that faith and all that knowledge and all that power, but they can't love nobody. I mean, they can tell the mountain, boom, move, the mountain just fall down. Well, here's that stuff, that's another power, you know, we can tell a mountain, but we got to move. Biggest, in other words, the biggest thing in their life, but here it is, they can't even love their brother. They can't love their neighbor. They can't get along with them. They can't let things go. You know,
You have to hold on to something. You know what I'm saying? You got to hold on to something. You can't forgive one another. Amen. Huh? If you love your brother, you'll forgive your brother. Amen. If you got all against him, amen, you'll get it right with each other. But we separate. We say that we love one another. Don't love bring you together other than separate you? Does love make us one, or does love divide us? That I can love you in spite of. Didn't God love us in spite of? Huh? While we were yet sinners, while you was doing wrong, while you was whoring around. Hallelujah. Why are you up there killing? Why are you killing them? And then he gonna say, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And I would, I don't know whether my love would have been that strong. I would say, "Give them, God." That's what I would have said. Give them, God. You know.
That's why he had to do it himself. Because nobody else was gonna love like that. Amen.
Huh? What?
You ain't going to be beating me up, and then I'm talking about forgive you. You don't know what you're doing. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. You know,
read on right quick. Right, let me get this.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor.
I'm out feeding the hungry every day.
And though I give my body to be burned.
I'll sacrifice myself for them.
And have not charity.
If I don't have no love. All of it that I did was no good. Hmm? Doesn't do no good, amen. When you got respect the person, amen. You're respecting the man with the suit on more than you respect the man with the jeans on. You're showing partiality, amen. The suit don't make the person, amen. The clothes don't make you better, amen. It's what's on the inside that makes you. You make the clothes, amen. Well, we got to learn that, amen. Clothes don't make me who I am. It is Jesus, according to 15:49, 1 Corinthians. I am who I am by what? By the grace of God. Because what? How much God loved, amen, and died for me, and shed his blood for me. Read on, amen.
That's written on.
Share the supper. You know, the reason we got so many divorces, me and Ray was talking about that this morning, how that we got so many divorces today, is because nobody wants to suffer. No. That ain't supposed to be like that. What is our salvation supposed to be like? Is everything supposed to be roses, red roses, the yellow roses all the time? Is it supposed to be like that? Is your life supposed to be red roses all the time? If somebody, you know, these lying folks on their marriages, I'm going to call them liars. You know, they pretend in front of you like they got it all together. Ah, child, me and my wife don't have no problem. Stop lying. You know what I got to say? Like he said, stop lying. You and me, if we try to put ourselves together, we come from two different backgrounds. We come from two different households. Now we got to try to what? We got to try to fuse.
Okay.
You with me, we got to try to fuse with one, and you trying to tell me that ain't going to cause no problem?
No friction.
Come on, be for real. If you think that guy that you're going with, you think he's going to agree with the way he was raised and the way he was raised, and well, I ain't going to accept what he is, and hell, and you ain't going to never get married.
Why they need to go agree with the preacher everything you're
doing? I understand what that does. And so a lot of things we have to do for what? We have to lay aside some things for what? For love's sake. Because we ain't gonna never have everything in common together. We can go the same direction for love's sake, amen. Or for peace sake. But what you're never gonna be so if you're gonna get married or something like that. Amen. Don't ever think that he's going to think like you. Are you going to think like him? You just have to weigh your options and what you can take and what you can't accept, amen, before you do it. But a lot of things, love overcomes the multitude of what? Problems. Can you show how love can take care of everything? Hmm? If he loves you enough, He'd be willing to change something. And if you love him enough, you'll be able to change some things or let go of some things or be able to live with some things. And you're doing it for love's sake, amen? So that what? We can have a bond and so that we can have a unity together. Because if you think everything will be the same, I don't see that. Some of that love can conquer a multitude of faults, amen? We got fault with each other, but love can conquer some of the faults, amen? When you say, well, I'm not going to put up with this, well, Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me, amen? Huh? In order to see the glory in something, there has to be suffering. Because a lot of people look at you and they say, how did you put up with him all of these years? Huh? I don't know. Did anybody say anything about me? Well, how did you put up with her all of these years?
I asked you that.
Oh, he asked me that. How did you put up with that? Because, see, how I do that is for what? Love. Now, somebody might say, well, what is love then? Love is
long-suffering,
amen. What? Love, I have to put up with things. How long? Long. What does long? Long-suffering mean?
Long.
How many years? Long. And so if you ask the question, how long did God put up with you?
How long?
40 years. It's still for 52 years.
And then we want God to put up with us all of these years, but we don't want to put up with nobody.
Yeah, is that love? Is that love?
I'm just talking about for love's sake. As Ray told me, somebody said, he's talking about somebody that's on the TV, this woman said she always been hated. No, she'd been abused all her life. So when she got married, she just abused her husband. And she slapping, pow, and he wouldn't do nothing back. And then even when he called the cops.
No. Stop right there. What did I, he was sitting over there like this. Who did I say that is?
You said that with me. but at the same time, but why did you do it?
Because he kept telling her he loved her. He said, why do you keep doing me like this? I love you. But like Pastor said, she kept saying she was abused all her life. And every man that she came to encounter with, she was going to abuse him. And she was laying him out.
Oh, I got to quit now.
But he just trying to say, now why was he taking that?
Kept saying he loved.
For love's sake.
I love you.
Now, Jesus, when they kept beating on him, why was he taking the beating that is? They were beating him.
For love's sake.
That's why he took the deed, didn't he? Mm-hmm. How do you know that a man loved his wife even as Christ loved the church? You know, when Christ loved the church, he took all that. He wasn't taking that because he did wrong. He was simply because we had did wrong, amen? Mm-hmm. And he took it for us. And rather than to accuse us for our wrong, he took the wrong upon him to make us right. Love does things like that, amen. Huh? You know, just because I came down on 125th Street, and I'm over on 118th, amen, and I come on 125th, you're going to kill me because I came on 125th. Is that love?
Because I got a wrong color.
Is that love? Does black lives really matter that I'm going to walk around and shoot and kids out, people out? Not knowing who I'm going to hit, shooting up the innocent, did I call that I love someone? We got to get back to love. This is the answer to our problem. If I love God, there are certain things I'm not going to do. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment, amen. If you love your brother, you won't do no ill to him, amen. If you love me, amen. And so if we're going to change the way things are, do things because of love. I don't like you, but I love you. I'm going to give you this money because I love you, JP. I like to slap you, but I love you, amen. You know what you're going through your mind. even though you be doing it, but you know what be going on up there. Amen. Come on, let's do things for love's sake, amen. For God so loved the world, he gave us everything. So if you lost, God died for you because he loves you. And nothing will separate you from his love. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to be saved today, you need to accept Jesus. This is the answer to the street problem, amen. This is the answer to the killing, amen. This is the answer to the things in the church, what we do against one another. This is the answer to division, amen. When we say Jesus is the answer, Jesus is love, amen. And if we put love back in the thing, it'll change our whole outcome of everything. It'll change the outcome of the relationship. Why? I'm going to do it because I don't want to wash his clothes, but I'm going to wash him because I love him, amen. And I don't want to cook no food for him, but I'm going to cook the food because I love him, amen. And I want to pick up his stinky drawers, but I'm going to pick him up because I love him, amen. I mean, you see how love can move everything I want. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, God. Love can change the whole world if we were just walking. Mm-hmm. If I love God, I won't wear no earrings. Men won't wear no earrings if they love God, amen. But what it is, they want to be pretty. Mm-hmm. They want to have their ears looking at it to draw attention to their ears. Mm-hmm. You know, what does Shaka Zulu say? How do you catch a monkey? No. The way you catch a monkey is you get some shiny. Mm.
Go.
He said, those earrings be shiny in the ear. And some of them, you're too cold to wear diamonds. You ain't got no real diamonds. You got that, what you call it, called?
Zirconium.
You got some zirconium hanging in your ear, and they shine, amen. And so the devil didn't call a monkey by them wearing earrings. They got some shiny on, amen. That's how you catch a monkey, amen. Put some shiny up there. And all you got to have to catch a Negro is give him some 24-inch wheels and make them shiny. Hang some chains around the neck, amen. Make it shiny. And all that shiny stuff, you know. Have a big old chain around the neck, amen. Put some silver. There used to be gold teeth, now they got silver teeth, right?
Right.
What you call them? They got platinum teeth now, amen. A whole nother level. They got platinum now. What they got? They got something what?
Shine.
They got some shiny, amen. They got some bling bling. So what are they doing? They're in love with that stuff more than in love with God. It's because what? One brother said, I'm trying to be noticed. The reason I wear all this chains around my neck and stuff, because I want to be noticed. The reason I wear this watch on my arm, because I want to be noticed, amen. And the reason men wear earrings in their ears is because they're trying to be noticed. Mm-hmm. You want somebody to see the world in you and not the God in you, amen. Huh? If you want to have some glory, your glory ought to be when people can see the God in you, amen. Huh? Mm-hmm. That's what you want to be seen in you. No matter what they say about you, they can't put you down because everything that you get is on them. Only thing next to you is the God in you, amen. They might talk about you, but they're going to say, well, yeah, you know. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. This is just down to earth today. This is down to earth today. Amen. If you're online, if you want to be saved, Jesus died for you. He wants you to know your sin has been forgiven. Your sins have been forgiven you. The blood has already been shed for you. The only thing you have to do is accept the blood. Amen. Accept what he did on the cross for you. And you can be saved. Amen. The Bible says we're going to what? We got to repent. In other words, you got to make a confession of your sin. Because if you don't confess it, amen, God can't forgive it. See, so many people are trapped today in their mess because they won't confess it. The enemy of everybody's deliverance is shame. I don't want to tell it because I'll be made ashamed. Amen. So, but Jesus hung out there naked on the cross.
Oh, this worship.
Talk about shame. All God is trying to do is tear your tongue clean. Expose it. I can forgive you for it, amen. Amen. A lot of people are still in bondage today. They got raped and they don't know about it. They got raped. They got molested. They didn't care about it. And all that guilt is still down on the inside of them. And they're eating at them all the time. And then what? They speak about hate. Mm-hmm. They start resentment. And all of a sudden you can't get it right. Amen. And so some of you have been molested. Some of you have been raped. Amen. Praise God. Some of you have been abused. Amen. And some of you, your uncle is your daddy. Because your daddy is your uncle or whatever. Your brother is your father. Your brother is your uncle. No. That ain't what. Your brother is your daddy, but he's your uncle. You got all that stuff down on the inside of you. Go on, confess that stuff out of you. Let it out. Forgive yourself for that. That wasn't your fault. Somebody raped you. It wasn't your fault. Stop feeling all that guilt. Let that stuff out. Let that stuff go. And some of you young boys, yep. You got molested when you were young. You got to tell it. You got to release yourself from that. And the person that did it to you, forgive them. And you feel how much better you'll feel. We got a young man on our line. I'm fresh out of our river, man, tell you. But he said, I got molested when I was 8 years old. By one of my mama friends. My mama did good. But now he's free of it, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? He has never told nobody. Now he's free. Amen. On the line. Young man, on the line every day. I had to talk about him so he can get delivered, amen. Because we don't like to talk about stuff like this in the church, amen. An old lady, 78 years old, and she just told last week, she said, it's the first time I have ever told anybody I got molested when my uncle did something to me when I was 8 years old. And I told my parents, and they didn't believe me. And then at 13 years old, he did it again. Mm. And I wonder why my mama sent me away from home. Because that happened to me. And she said, I always wonder what was wrong with me. The reason I act the way I act. In other words, she loved sex, you know what I'm trying to say. She hated sex. But she loved sex, amen. Uh-huh. And she thought that that was the way somebody showed that they loved her. Uh-huh. So she was promiscuous. And here she is, 78 years old. It's the first time she ever told anybody out of 78 years. Can you imagine living with that? She cried and everything, but she got delivered. Because she was willing to what? She was willing to expose her hurt, amen. You got to be willing to expose your hurt in order to get delivered from it. You got to repent. You got to quit. Every one of you will be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, if the Bible told you to do that, do it because you love God. I take on his name. Don't be like women today that don't take on their husband's name. They keep their own name. Take on your husband's name, Jesus. Amen. And he'll give you his spirit. And so if that's you online today, put your name up there. We want to pray for you, amen. If somebody needs prayer today, if you need prayer today, let it be known you need some prayer, amen. Praise God. So we want to pray. Father God, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. We know love is the answer, Lord. Help me to love my neighbor. Help me to love my brother. Help me to love my sister. Help me to love my wife. Help me to love my children, Lord. And Lord, even if they don't love me, Lord, just help me to love them, Lord. And because I love them, Lord, like you love me, While I yet was in my room, you still loved me, and I want to thank you for the love wherewith you shed it upon me by the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the blood that was shed upon the tree, Lord. And Lord, let the love be in my heart for my brothers and for my sister, Lord. And Lord, that things might change, things might be turned around. And we give you the praise for the love wherewith you loved us. And we want to thank you for that love. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen.
Amen.
You can turn that off. Amen. Is there anybody on the line? Amen. Oh, don't forget about it. If you want to send a donation, carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. Amen. Y'all can send a donation. We appreciate any donation you send. But has anybody got a testimony or a prayer request, prayer report online? We give you this opportunity before we close. Amen. Let us stand. We're going to be dismissed if no one got anything to say.
I just thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, sister.
For another day, be alive. You don't thank us for nothing else. Even if you're sore, at least I know I'm alive to be sore. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have a phone call. Everybody is still amongst the living. I mean, not everyone, but I didn't get a phone call and anyone is not amongst the living. Thank the Lord for my grandchildren, their health. To pray for me so that I can put away those things that are not of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Have a good
one. Amen. Amen. We all need help. Amen, to put away things that is not right before God. None of us has made it yet. But the thing about it, when you talk about grace, is giving us opportunity, amen, to get it right each and every day. You got to try to get it right. And whatever we had wrong today, we're going to get it right today. And what we get right tomorrow, we get it right tomorrow, amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Well, amen. Father God, we thank you today, Lord, that you brought us together. Lord, we thank you for this gathering. Lord, we say we decrease so that we go decrease so you can increase in our life. And we thank you for the increase. Help us to increase the love that is in our heart, Lord. Lord, that we might spread it abroad upon others. And Father God, we want to thank you for this service. And we will thank you for those who are here. And even those that are sick at home, oh, Lord, we ask, Lord, you strengthen their body, Lord, and strengthen their bones. I thank you for strengthening their bones, oh, Lord, enable them, Lord, to do all that they need to do, Lord. And for those who are not here, Lord, I just pray for them, oh, Lord, that you would bless them and uplift them. And I give you the praise for the blessing upon them in Jesus' name. As we dismiss from this place, but never from God's presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We just say amen and amen. God bless y'all. Till next time. And thank y'all for showing up.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say.
body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you're feeling or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight. Even in the valley or standing at your Red Sea, continue to say, 'cause your help is on the way. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Yeah. choking sign has got cracks. The last, the first, the last, it won't pass. So don't be caught slipping, brother, don't be tripping, brother. Cause when I see him, I'm giving
really brother. Know that we move too much, you do too much. And if the step against us, then you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing, I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me, they try to shake me, they try to buzz me, but they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child of new nation, and we still alright, well alright.